Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 19, King Prithu's 100 Horse Sacrifices, Part 5, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. All heads of state should themselves be bona fide representatives of God and should cut down all irreligious systems. Unfortunately, they are cowards who declare a secular state. Such a mentality is a way of compromising religious and irreligious systems. But because of this, the citizens are becoming generally uninterested in spiritual advancement. Thus, the situation deteriorates to such an extent that human society becomes hellish. By chanting Vedic mantras properly in a sacrifice, one can perform many wonderful things. In Kali Yuga, however, there are no qualified brahmanas who can chant the mantras properly. Consequently, no attempt should be made to perform such big sacrifices. In this age, the only sacrifice recommended is the Sankirtan movement. Sometimes, the saintly or very religious person also has to meet with reversals in life. Such incidents should be taken as providential. Although there may be sufficient cause for being unhappy, one should avoid counteracting such reversals. For the more we become implicated in rectifying such reversals, the more we enter into the darkest regions of material anxiety. In the Gita, Lord Krishna has also advised us in this connection. Matra sparshastu kaunteya, chi toshna sukha dukha da, agama payino nityas, tangs titikshasva bharata. We should tolerate things instead of becoming agitated. There are many competitors in ordinary business affairs, and the Karmakanda chapters of the Vedas sometimes cause competition and envy amongst the karmis. A karmi must be envious because he or she wishes to enjoy material pleasures to their fullest extent. That is the material disease. Consequently, there is always competition amongst karmis, either in ordinary business affairs or in the performance of yajna. Lord Brahma thought that instead of allowing Indra to further introduce irreligious systems, it would be better to stop the sacrifice. A similar stance was taken by Lord Buddha when the people were overly engrossed in animal sacrifices recommended by Vedic instructions. Lord Buddha had to introduce the religion of non-violence by contradicting the Vedic sacrificial instructions. Actually, in the sacrifices, the slaughtered animal was given a new life. But people without such powers were taking advantage of such Vedic rituals and unnecessarily killing the poor animals. Therefore, Buddha Deva had to deny the authority of the Vedas for the time being. One should not perform sacrifices that will induce reversed orders. It is better to stop such sacrifices. As we have repeatedly explained, due to a lack of qualified Brahmanical priests in Kali Yuga, it is not possible to perform the ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Vedas. Consequently, the Shastras instruct us to perform Sankirtan Yajna. By the Sankirtan sacrifice, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His form as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will thus be satisfied and properly worshipped. The entire purpose of performing sacrifices is to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Lord Vishnu, or Lord Krishna, is present in His form of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, people who are intelligent should try to satisfy Sriman Mahaprabhu by performing Sankirtan Yajna. This is the easiest way to satisfy Lord Vishnu in this age. People should take advantage of the instructions in different shastras concerning sacrifices in this age of Kali, and not create unnecessary disturbances during this sinful age of Kali. For in Kali Yuga, men all over the world are very expert in opening slaughterhouses for killing animals, which they eat. If the old ritualistic ceremonies were observed, people would be encouraged to kill more and more animals. For example, in Calcutta, there are many butcher shops which keep a deity of the goddess Kali, and animal eaters think it proper to purchase animal flesh from such shops in hope that they are eating the remnants of food offered to goddess Kali. They do not know that goddess Kali never accepts non-vegetarian food because she is the chaste wife of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is also a great Vaishnava and never eats non-vegetarian food. And the goddess Kali accepts the remnants of food left by Lord Shiva. Therefore, there is no possibility of goddess Kali eating flesh or fish. Rather, such offerings are accepted by the associates of goddess Kali, known as Bhutas, Pishachas, and Rakshasas. And those who take the prasad of goddess Kali in the shape of flesh or fish are not actually taking the prasad left by goddess Kali. Rather, they are eating the food left by the Bhutas, Pisachas, and Rakshasas. When King Prithu is described as an incarnation of Lord Vishnu, it should be understood that Prithu is a Shakyavesha avatar, part and parcel of Lord Vishnu, and is specifically empowered by Krishna. Any living being acting as the incarnation of Lord Vishnu is thus empowered by Lord Vishnu to preach the bhakti cult. Such a person can act like Lord Vishnu and defeat demons by arguments and preach the bhakti cult exactly according to the principles of Shastra. As indicated in Bhagavad Gita, whenever we find someone extraordinarily preaching the bhakti cult, we should know that such a person is especially empowered by Lord Vishnu or Krishna. As confirmed in the Antya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tara Pravartana. One cannot explain the glories of the holy name of the Lord without being specifically empowered by Krishna. So, if one criticizes or finds fault with such an empowered personality, then one is to be considered an offender against Lord Vishnu and is punishable. even though such offenders may dress as Vaishnavas with false tilak and mala, they are never forgiven by the Lord if they offend a pure Vaishnava. There are many instances of this in the Shastras. Recorded October 6, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshama. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshama. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshama. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima.